I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Brattleboro Retreat is reclaiming a forgotten cemetery. That's where it buried patients who died while being treated at the psychiatric hospital. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman attended the rededication ceremony, and he filed this report.
The Brattleboro Retreat Cemetery is across the street from the hospital, up a steep hill and hidden away somewhat in the forest. The last person who was buried here died in 1901. Many of the tombstones don't have a birth date. The graves date from an era when mental illness was stigmatized and those suffering were isolated from society at large. Some of the stones only have a first name, and there isn't a lot known about the former patients.
We do know that because of mental illness, their lives came to an end here, and in many cases after a long time spent here. For many of these people, the retreat was home in life and now here, also after. And there's a sadness in this.
That's Kurt White, the retreat's director of ambulatory care, speaking at the rededication ceremony. It's believed that more than 650 people were laid to rest here during the last half of the 1800s.
As the heirs of those who cared for them in life, I'm very glad that we're looking to care for them also in death, to lend their lives and memories some peace, dignity, and respect.
Through the years, many of the remains were removed to nearby town-owned cemeteries, and no one knows who's still buried here. There are 34 headstones remaining. Brenda Nichols works at the retreat, and she coordinated the efforts to reclaim the cemetery. She says it's important to honor the lives of these former patients, many of whom died alone while struggling with mental illness, and sometimes far away from their families.
This is part of our history, the history of every person who has crossed our gate to get help and treatment, and they're still important after all this time.
As part of the project, the headstones were repaired, and the granite posts that bordered the cemetery were repositioned. A new granite marker has also been installed at the entrance. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.
And this disclosure that the Brattleboro Retreat has been a VPR underwriter.